The Beach Walkers. Near the end of my annual camping trip on the shores of Lake Michigan, I began reading a collection of essays by Lyle Watson, the first of which coincidentally relates his fascination with the beach walkers, distant ancestors of the Kalahari Bushmen, and extinct since the last ice age. As a boy exploring Southwest Africa's legendary Skeleton Coast, a heap of shells drew Watson's attention, and he stubbed his toe on a grave containing a mysterious emissary from the past. A small man with a large head, the great dome of his skull providing 30% more cranial capacity than ours, parallel to the relatively large brains of the whale family, and like them, in showing no tangible signs of how they employed their obvious intelligence, leaving no tools, artifacts, weapons, only a profoundly poetic clue. For Watson discovered, lying beneath the bones of the slim right hand, as though it had been held there in the palm, pressed tight against the navel, a circular white object, the operculum of a giant snail, the lid attached to the side of a mollusk's foot that it pulls in after the body to seal the entrance to the shell. This one, particularly beautiful, translucent as a crystal ball on one side, and on the other, a line winding from the perimeter in a perfect spiral to its vanishing point in the center. Watson's intuition is that the beach walkers used their minds in purely creative and playful ways, developing, for example, the technologies of consciousness, including meditation, trance states, subtle powers such as telepathy and clairvoyance. As he puts it, huge brains don't evolve accidentally for no purpose. It seems they essentially played at the beach, as if life were an almost endless summer holiday. Perhaps not so differently from me as a child on the Virginia coast, or my friend John, an 11-year-old with a magical imagination, who transformed sand and water into a castle that sunny afternoon on Rock Island when I first encountered the beach walkers. A castle complete with towers, hidden passageways, and an imposing moat. A massive, intricate creation, of which no more remained after that night's waves than was left behind by the little people with the big minds.